We're celebrating America's 250th birthday. 250 years, a look back.
She was born in Virginia around 1736 and grew to be tall and attractive with dark hair and dark eyes. She married Robert Land in 1757 and they settled in Cushatunk by 1763. They faced more hardships than most during the American Revolution, but survived to live happily ever after. I'm John Conway, Sullivan County historian and co-chair of the county semi-quincentennial commission, and I'll have a look back at Phoebe Scott Land right after this.
Fort Delaware Museum of Colonial History is celebrating America's 250th birthday this year with special programming, special merchandise, and a renewed synergy with the Minisink Battleground Park and the Battle of Minisink. Fort Delaware is a living history museum telling the story of colonial America through the lives of those who lived in Cushatunk, the first permanent European settlement in the Upper Delaware. A visit to Fort Delaware will immerse you in the colonial era. You'll learn about the hardships of living on the frontier and how and why the Revolutionary War divided the settlement, with some residents remaining loyal to Great Britain and others embracing independence. It's the perfect place for a family outing this year as America celebrates its 250th birthday. Fort Delaware is located on the Upper Delaware Scenic Byway at 6615 Route 97 in Narrowsburg, New York. It will reopen for the 2026 season on Saturday, May 16th. Fort Delaware is owned by Sullivan County and operated by the Delaware Company.
The Cushatunk settlement was divided over the question of independence, but the Land family, Robert and Phoebe and their seven children, was united in its loyalty to the British. Robert Land fought with Joseph Brant and then carried dispatches and stole horses as a spy for the British. Phoebe kept the family together and worked the farm, but she could not escape the savagery of the war or the treachery of her neighbors. In the fall of 1777 or 78, the family of Bryant Kane was murdered, and the Lands were spared a similar fate only because a friendly Native American warned them of what was coming. Phoebe and her children watched from the cornfield as the men, some of whom they knew well, burned their home to the ground. Afterward, they were able to round up some of their livestock and make their way to another settlement, where loyalists were less likely to be murdered in their sleep. Robert Land heard of the burning of his home and presumed, as many did, that the family had been killed. Despondent, he eventually made his way to Canada. After moving her family from place to place, Phoebe decided to move to Canada as well. When she arrived in the area that is today Hamilton, Ontario, Phoebe learned that a man named Land had settled there a few years before. She believed her husband had been killed during the war, so it probably never occurred to her that it might be Robert. But she and two of her sons made the trip to the man's isolated cabin nonetheless. As they approached the crude home, they saw Robert sitting on the porch, smoking his pipe. After 11 years of each thinking the other dead, Phoebe and Robert Land were reunited. Phoebe Land died in 1826. She is interred next to her husband in Hamilton, Ontario. A Look Back is a collaboration between the Delaware Company and the Sullivan County Semi-Quincentennial Commission, produced exclusively for Bold Gold Media. I'm John Conway.